Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And also going to over to our friends in Kirikirira on Free FM 89.0. And I hope you're having a lovely day out there, folks. And today on the show, later on, we're going to be focusing on the National Policy Statement of Freshwater Management and have a look at that in a little bit of detail. There's a bit of action happening around that on some fronts, but in the meantime we'll be doing some weather and some gardening to do's and things like that, like we usually do on the show. Meantime, I'll come back with some weather probably after this one, if I can find the mouse, which is Green Rocky Road by Mary Ann Bradley. Rocky Road there by Mary Ann Bradley. And now it's weather time here on the Over the Fence show. And high pressure is still over Aotearoa today, but it slides eastward, dragging down milder northerlies. And at the same time, a low pressure zone is deepening over the Tasman Sea and coming our way to likely see some wind and rain. Warnings issued by Met Service. and the rain. Most of the country's dry today, but there may be some afternoon showers in the central inland parts of the North Island and possibly around the ranges in the South Island. The afternoon showers may become heavy, and the wind today is high pressure remains mostly over the country, so winds are mostly light, but north to northeast breezes are most common. It's quite cool, that breeze, too, today. And, yeah, so mild temperatures mostly. Looking ahead in the week, it's going to be low pressure over the Tasman Sea, moves on to the South Island by tomorrow morning, which is going to mean rain, some of it heavy. It's going to set into the West Coast and potentially the Nelson sort of area. There's going to be showers around the North Island, dragged in by the northern quarter flow. And it's going to be warm and fairly dry in the east. And Friday, the low falls apart with a heavy downpours crossing over the North Island from the west. And this may also clip the upper South Island and mild north to northwest winds for northern New Zealand. But a colder slightly change comes to the lower half of the South Island on Friday. Looking to the weekend, cooler southerly change going to head northward, dropping temperatures for many and driving in showers to the eastern parts of New Zealand. And that's ahead of another high pressure zone moving in by Sunday and most of Monday. So, yeah, pretty changeable, isn't it? But it's good to see a bit of rain around, because you may have noticed that the cabbage trees are in full flower, which I do believe usually means it's going to be a dry, hot summer. Anyway, the rest of the week around here in the Waikato, what can we expect? Well, cloudy today, rain tomorrow, Friday, windy Saturday, and then sunny with clouds Sunday, Monday, a bit cloudier Tuesday, then kind of rain and sunny Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so kind of springy. High today, 24, 21 tomorrow, 19 Friday, sort of 18 Saturday, and then 20. Basically solidly from then on, and nighttime temperatures 16 tonight, 17 tomorrow, 15 Friday, 11 Saturday, 10 Sunday, whew, then 11 and then 14, 15 and such on for the rest of the week. And the winds are east nor-easterly today, nor-easterly tomorrow, northerly Friday, south-easterly Saturday, south-south-easterly Sunday, east-south-easterly Monday, and south-easterly on Tuesday. The humidity today is 65% or 53%, depending where you look. And the sunrise this morning at 6:03 and will set at 8:08. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 3 minutes, and the actual day length is 14 hours and 5 minutes. Man, that came out quick, didn't it? Tomorrow will be 1 minute and 53 seconds longer than it is today, and the beautiful moon will rise at 4:56 this evening and set at 4:04 in the morning, and it is a waxing gibbous, 89% illuminated. That's because there's a full moon coming up. It's a Saturday, full moon on Saturday coming up. So there's some weather for you, people. And now we're going to listen to Everything Will Be Alright by JJ Cale.
Same old hassle every night. All we do is fuss and fight. Ain't no use in talking now. Might as well start walking now. Walking out into the night. You get your gun, I get mine. We can do it just one time. If we live no longer, it won't get no stronger. Then we'll know who's really right. Play. Ourselves home.
ain't no shame in trying. Ain't no use denying. Everything will be
Kaylee with Everything Will Be All Right, and it's getting to do times now here on the Over the Fence show. And yes, very busy as you'd expect this time of the year. November, of course, the 13th, in fact. And you can sow the seeds for amaranth, which is love, lies bleeding, angelica, and your globe artichokes. Plant your asparagus crowns. Sow the seeds for your asparagus pea. Plant out your basil. You can sow the seeds for your climbing and dwarf beans and the beetroot and the borage. You can sow the seeds for also broccoli. You can plant out your burdock. You can sow the seed. Cabbage. You can plant out your cape gooseberry. Sow your seeds. Capsicums and cardoon. Plant out. You can sow the seed for your carrots. Plant out your celeriac and celery. And sow the seed for your chicory. Plant out your chili peppers. Sow the seeds for your Chinese cabbage and your chives. Plant your choco tubers. Sow your seeds for your corianders and cucumber. Plant out your eggplant and French tarragon, and plant the crowns for your horseradish and your tubers for your Jerusalem artichokes. Sow your kohlrabi seeds, plant out your leeks, sow your seeds for your lemon balm and lettuce, and plant out your loofah and marrow and mint, and sow the seeds for your mustard greens, plant out your New Zealand spinach, and you can start your okra undercover. Sow the seeds for oregano, parsley, and parsnips. Plant out your sea potatoes. Sow the seeds for your pumpkins and radish, and plant your rhubarb crowns. Plant out your rock melons. Sow your seeds for your rosemary, sage, salsify, and savory. Plant out your silver beet and squash. Sow your seeds for your sunflower and sweet corn. Plant your sweet potato kumara crowns. Plant out your thyme and your tamarillos. Tomatillo, that's an interesting one, tomato, and you can sow the seeds for your turnips. You can start your watermelon seeds and plant your tubers out for your cons and your yams, and start your zucchinis. Much, much to do. And here's a list which is going to have a few double-ups, but also a few not-ones. And it's alyssum, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, broccoli, cabbage, capsicums, carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisies, dianthuset plants, feed jars, fuchsia, gerberium, patiens, kumara, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, marigolds, mesclun, oranges, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, poppies, potatoes, pumpkin squash, radish, raspberries, rocket rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onion, strawberry, sweet pea, sweet corn, tomatoes, and watermelon. There we are. Much, much to do. I'm going to play another song now called Society by Alice Afibi Alu. Thank you. Phoebe Lou there with her song Society. And it's public service announcements time now here on the Over the Fence show. And first up, I want to say that John Isner's men's group or men's circle is happening tonight at the Old School Arts Centre. So if you want to stand in the company of some good men, get down there at about 10 to 7 to get ready to enter the circle at about 7 o'clock. And on that theme, Steve Rickard is outside the museum. And as you can see, a black ute and caravan down there with his Taitoko Tane sort of co-papa. So, yep, again, if you're a male and you want to have a talk to someone, go down to outside the museum and you can talk to Steve Rickard down there at Taitoko Tane. And also outside here, in the entranceway of the town hall, the Aroha Sea Stand is there with a few seeds in there for you to for your pickings, for your gardening like we were just talking about. And also up at the community house, special treat day today up there. They do have a pasta mince bake with silver beet and cheese. So that's, it's not usual Koha Kai, but they do have it every now and then. So there's one up there today, yeah. Pasta mince bake with silver beet and cheese on top. I think that's all I'm going to bring you for today. Public service announcement requires. And now I'm going to play for you the song here by Sly and the Family Stone, if you want me to stay.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted. head and smile. Calvin, please, I'm gone. Forget reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. Shape me again. I hope that you haven't been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
Sly and the Family Stone there with If You Want Me to Stay, and I'm just organising our main sort of talking point today, which is going to be the National Policy Statement on Freshwater Management and a few little angles and things on around that one. Meanwhile, I'll come back with that after this one by the Verlaines called Black Wings.
Black wings sailing through the blue. No line attaches me to you. It's not a massive lifting weight or a busted open prison gate. I drink your health, you drink mine. Sort out the strychnine from the wine. And all the riddles in the air can take the devil, I don't care. Don't feel love filling in your cell to soar to midnight. You've given up on open sky. But look, yeah, look how the vulture on your shoulder grins wider. Thank you.
Black Wings there by the Verlaines, and now we're going to have a little talk about the changes the government is proposing to the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management. And the bill that I've just talked about is looking at freshwater protection rules is prompting more accusations that the coalition government is prioritising profit. Over protection, the RMA Freshwater and Other Matters Amendment Bill will make a series of targeted changes that can take effect quickly. While the government develops new legislation to replace the RMA Act 1991, which of course they put in there in the first place, Aaron, according to RMA reform minister Chris Bishop. And the bill will also speed up the process for preparing on amending national direction. The current process for making or amending national direction is unnecessarily onerous, costly, and it takes too long. Agricultural Minister Todd McClay said the government was backing New Zealand farmers and adds improving primary sector profitability is key to remaining competitive internationally and getting value back into farmers' back pockets. Yep, you can't argue with that point, I guess. If passed, the bill will mean councils no longer need to abide by the hierarchy of obligations, or in other words, the order of priorities laid out in the existing legislation when issuing resource consents. Would mean a relaxation of rules for keeping farm animals out of waterways, a move the government said would reduce costs for farmers, and more permissive rules for intensive winter grazing. Would also suspend requirements for councils to identify areas of precious biodiversity as new significant natural areas and include them in the district plans for the next 3 years, a piece of advice over which Hoggard previously faced criticism. And the bill follows a repeal of the Natural and Built Environments Act and the Spatial Planning Act in December, and the introduction of the Fast Track Approvals Bill in March, with organisational greenpeace stubbing the changes a war on nature. So there's a brief sort of opening foray into that one. We'll come back with more after this one here by the Violent Femmes Country Death Song.
Never knew still waters, nothing to eat and nothing to drink. Nothing for a man to do but sit around and think. Nothing for a man to do but sit around and think. Well, I'm thinking and I'm thinking till there's nothing I ain't funk. Breathing in the stink. Finally I stunk. It was at that time I swear I lost my mind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Come little daughter, I said to the youngest one, put your coat on. Lit up, I'm standing by the door. Come, little daughter, I will carry the lanterns. We'll go out tonight, we'll go to the caverns. We'll go out tonight, we'll go to the cave. that God saves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. I led her to a hole, a deep black well. I said, make a wish, make sure and not tell. And close your eyes, dear, and count to seven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. I gave her a push, I gave her a shove. I pushed with all my might, I pushed with all my love. I threw my child into a bottomless pit. Screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. She was screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. To the tale that I tell. You wanna know how to take a short trip to hell? It's guaranteed to get your own place in hell. Just take your lovely daughter and push her in the well. Take your lovely daughter and throw her in the well. Speak to me of lovers with a broken heart. You wanna know what will really tear you apart? I'm going out to the barn with a never stopping pain. I'm going out to the barn to hang myself in shame.
It was Violent Femmes here with a cheery old number, wasn't it, folks? Country Death Song. And now we're going to get back to, can the rule changes affect the drinking water around the national policy statement around freshwater management? And Greenpeace spokesperson Amanda Larson said the rule changes would result in more polluted lakes and rivers and more water species extinction. It also likely increased the amount of nitrogen, a main component in fertilizer and stock urine entering waterways, which could directly impact the quality of drinking water. Nitrate contamination of drinking water has been connected to increased risk of health issues such as bowel cancer and preterm birth, she said. And we have been finding that even public drinking water supplies in rural Canterbury, in particular, are approaching levels that are increasing the risk of preterm birth. 5 milligrams per litre, she said. But Andrew Hoggard says, it's important to remember that many farmers have already excluded livestock from a substantial portion of waterways throughout the country. And yes, they have. And he said, I don't believe they get enough recognition for the get, and nor do I, to be honest. But he also says, regional councils to determine, it's up to the regional council, sorry, to determine how winter grazing was managed. Where there's no local rules, the onus would be on farmers to voluntarily follow good practice. To that, Otago University of Wellington research fellow Marnie Prickett said removing priority from environmental implications when issuing resource consents was an alarming trajectory. She adds that it says the regional councils don't have to consider, will this protect people's drinking water? Will this be consistent with protecting a healthier waterway? And she adds, we can read between the lines there and see that's actually just going to put commercial actions back up the chain and take away the real necessary weight that we're now going to protect people's drinking water sources and the health of the rivers. Excuse me. And on top of that one, I'm going to say Ngāi Tahu said removing protection was unacceptable in Ngāi Tahu Iwi. And Justin Tipa said that the current hierarchy places the health and well-being of the why of freshwater first, and that's critical protection, particularly where freshwater ecosystems are under serious threat. He adds, Ngāi Tahu were absolutely supportive of economic development and wanted to see the region thrive, but not at the expense of the environment, he said. And as if we continue to blindly over-allocate our freshwater resources and use it in a way that's not sustainable, it's not going to benefit anyone. And he looks to strike a better balance, he adds. So there's another little piece of the puzzle there. And, yeah, there's a, once again, very complex sort of situation. Now I'm going to play for you a song. One-off song. Like a one-hit wonder from a rap band called Misfits of Science, and he's in a rap band called Fool's Love.
So what's up, man?
Coolin', man.
Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never ever call and ask you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want, yeah?
I want to hear that Misfits joint.
Misfits again?
Oh, yeah, again and again.
Motherfuckers ain't ready to get okay. Yeah, jam. Take this motherfucker, jam.
Better come well equipped, champagne, caviar. Let me at the bar, take a sip. Tie leather pants, oh, you were cross dressing now. Tell me, fag, how you going? Take the pressure now. We got the live up in the high top shit. Ain't none of y'all matching, but soon as I win. Only concern with your Beamer all bands, fast trends, fake friends, how much cash they spend. Cat war fashions, $1 million mansions. I don't give a damn, I'm a jazz you be banging. Go out your famous at your plat press chain. Auction it to the kid with the bicep pit. See, you caught up in the material. Fancy this, fancy that. Ain't nothing fancy about your rap. You be cheap, creep, ain't nothing unique. I got mad styles, not peeps off their feet. Ain't making this for radio, yet they wanna play it though. Could it be the ill beat flow? Blowing up your stereo, misfit stars of the show. Maybe that's why.
Admit you love me.
All your money on me, grubbing, hustling, wanna be champagne bubbling.
You love me.
Honeycover cool, smothering the true sound. Falling in the sound.
Admit you love me.
All your underground cats, gold driven, but you're living on it for the mad cash. By cutting, spitting on tracks, no rhythm.
You love me.
It's hard to flip a rip, spit a live wire, sit this rock a 5-6 hitter, with a must in the bus, hustling city slicker. Crew pressure crash, you're extravagant, extravaganza. We're a gangster, you better to swerve and smash your master. Cause you could never tangle with the exception, no exception to the rules, innovative like inventions. We ascending to the next dimension. Here to knock you out your game, snatch your crown and your reign of terror, and rebuke your fame and reduce your name to the level of puke. I'm a rebel and better than you. I'm a rebel that attains astral planes, skills still levels ahead of you. Rules pugilistic abuse. My magic splatters, mad hatters with hat tricks, stick shatter and batter, making misogynistic rap.
Now your money, homie, honey's looking kinda funny. Dummies don't know this, still gon' show this. The way you brag about your Gucci bags, price tags, and mags. Flip the hair off your back, make you eat it like Nas. Stuck with them hoes in the videos, that's why you get the profit. Brothers get off of this, great jacking it. Scrubs, not thugs, crying like you got some big booty shaker from the slum. Leftovers, dick blowers, high rollers, can't ride, bend over. Stealing your ends on your big buddy band shit. Still, you be saying it, am.
You love me.
All your money, come with bubbin', hustling, wanna be champagne bubbling.
You love me.
Honeycover cool, smothering the true sound. Falling in the sound.
You love me.
All your underground cats, gold driven, but you're living on it for the mad cash. By cutting, spitting on tracks, no rhythm.
You love me.
Coming official to kill the artificial fake plastic. Wash it, the misfolding gimmicks and theatrics. Tactics that I get real status. For real, faggot, need to knock your ass off for taxes.
Infinitely with it, I'm at it. Tie lines, I spit it. Close, steady, where I fit it, I did it. When this go down, tone of fabulous. When this go down, tone of marvelous.
Clown, fictitious, nonsense. You'll be coming at your mouth. So ridiculous, it's making me sick. But now I understand why so many people. Cause only fools give love to fools. And you the king.
You love me.
All your money, come with weapon. Hustling, wanna be champagne bubbling.
You love me.
Honeycover cool, smothering the true sound. Falling in the sound.
You love me.
All your underground cats, gold driven, but you're living on it for the mad cash. By cutting, spitting on tracks, no rhythm.
You love me.
Yeah, bring it in.
Yeah. Say it for the 2003. My nigga, oh shit, it's still on my phone.
That's Fool's Love there by Misfits of Science. And now I'm going to talk more about these. Another angle on the national policy statement of freshwater management, and this comes from a farm owner called John Burke and his brother Rick, who own Pukekohe Farm in Katikati in the Western Bay of Plenty, which is a 300-hectare sheep and beef farm. And he says they're sick of rules being forced upon them and want to inspire change. The brothers' environmental restoration journey began 25 years ago. The water quality was poor, running clear through protected land at the top of the catchment, but dirtied by sedimentation as it passed through the farm. And he said, we're farming pastoral land on really steep, erosion-prone sites, John Burke said. In the early days, there was no riparian planting, no wetlands, and it was a bit of a mess, he added. Progressively over time, with the assistance of the Regional Council and the specialist advisory services, including ecological input, we've retired what we call the red zone areas of our farm. They planted the waterways and retired some steep areas and stated large setbacks along waterways and restored 8 wetlands. These days, the water runs clear and deposits are far less sediment at the bottom, and the brothers are not losing money. See, by taking these red zones areas out of the farm, we have not reduced our total pastoral farming profit. We've actually maintained our total profit, not profit per hectare, but total profit, which tells us that the land we took out was contributing nothing to the bottom line, and in many instances was running a loss. And that's a story you hear repeated over and over again, and there's good examples of it, of course, around our Whangaroa Harbour here. So that's another sort of way to look at it, incentivise as opposed to sort of punish farmers who are walking down this kind of line. And I'll come back with one more thing probably after this song here by Darcy Clay called Jolene.
Okay, now Jolene, you put the gun down, step away from the vehicle, so damn thing will be off real quick, it's a jailbird.
Jolene, 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 begging all your police don't take the man. Jolene, 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 don't you take it just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming logs of auburn hair and every skin and eyes of emerald green. Smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I shaking on the beat of you, Jolene. You talk about him in your sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when you call his name, Jolene. I could easily understand how you could easily take a man, but you don't know what he means to her, Jolene. Jolene, begging off your police, don't take the man. Jolene, 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 don't you take the just cause you can. See, you could have your choice of man, she could never love again. It's the only one for her, Jolene. I hate to have this talk to you. Happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. I'm picking off your police, don't take her, man. Jolene, 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 don't you take him just because you can. Jolene, Jolene.
Dusty Clay there with Jolene. And one more take on the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management. And this comes from the vegetable growers in Aotearoa. And New Zealand vegetables sector is urging the government to make commercial vegetable production a priority of national significance in its impending freshwater regulations. And follows, yeah, all of the changes we've just been talking about. but a report by the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, commissioned by the industry group Horticultural New Zealand, said a new approach to national freshwater policies was needed as current rules were constraining a commercial vegetable production. And the report warned that without a national direction for vegetables specifically, consumer prices for the fresh produce would skyrocket because of reduced supply and continued demand to feed the people of Aotearoa. HortNZ General Manager of Strategy and Policy Michelle Sand said 80% of vegetables grown in New Zealand were for the domestic market, not export bound as with other primary sectors. And adds that the difference in consequences of vegetable production compared to other activities which also face complicated rules is a consequence for New Zealand, because unlike the rest of the prime industry, meat, milk, apples, kiwifruit, etc., which are predominantly for export, vegetable production is a predominantly domestic market, 80%, like I mentioned before. The report said the price of broccoli could go as high as $9 a head if production was cut by 20% as a result of proposed regulations aimed at reducing nitrogen runoff. And so San said, to avoid this, the government must prioritise commercial vegetable growing because the supply of vegetables should not be put in jeopardy. And while the government has moved to change freshwater regulations, we encourage it to move further and faster to safeguard the small but irreplaceable commercial vegetable sector to provide a secure supply of affordable, healthy vegetables. So, yes, that's one more angle, of course, on that. So, yeah, once again, it's a very complicated, lots of ins, lots of outs sort of thing. But there's always solutions like that one. You know, if everyone grew a lot more of their own vegetables, that would alleviate a lot of those sort of problems. But, yeah, it's interesting. Once again, issue facing the primary sector here in Aotearoa. Now I'm going to play for you a song by David Bowie. And it's called I'm Afraid of Americans.
I'm a bit of the world. I'm a bit that can't help it.
Afraid of Americans by David Bowie there. And that's kind of it for the show today. Hope you enjoyed it, folks. And I have a few guests lined up for the next few weeks coming up, so it's exciting. And look after yourself out there today and this week. And I shall be back again next week. And have a great week out there, folks. Enjoy yourselves. There's going to be a bit of rain coming, which will be great. And I'm going to go with a song here, which is Wet Leg covering Smoko by the Chats. Go get there.